Well, good afternoon, everyone. That is a hint that I do recognize the time in which, what time it is ultimately. So I had anticipated this, so I would just give you a 4 or 5 minute devotional thought. And sometimes a nugget is better than a whole chicken, right? So we're going to give you a nugget today. But we're going to dress it up with barbecue sauce and some honey mustard, so hopefully it'll be good. Let's pray. Gracious Father, Lord, thank you for the commitments, the dedication, and the desire of these young people to follow you and to serve you. And Father, in these next few moments, I pray that you will speak to them, that you will impress them, that you will convict them, but not the pathfinders only, including the leaders, including every individual here. May there be a part of this message that each individual can take something away from, in the sense that would you personally speak to each one of us the words and the voice that you would have us hear? We ask these things in your son's name. Amen. Now, I've entitled this short little devotional thought, "Good Enough Will Never Do." Now, when I was growing up, my dad was a carpenter, and oftentimes he had these side jobs where he would be called away to fix a roof or a house or fix a cabinet or build. And so I would often go to these job sites with him. Of course, free labor is always a plus, right, as a son. Sometimes he paid me, but that's not the point. But oftentimes, even though my dad was very thorough and very good at what he was doing, oftentimes when I got involved, I would take way too much time on a little detail. Maybe with someone no one would see, maybe it doesn't even matter. But because I was kind of meticulous in nature, I would spend way too much time on something. And my father had an expression. It's in Korean. I wish there were some Korean friends here today, but they're not. But what he would say was, "Daechung, daechung." What that means, like, you know what? It's good enough, right? I think the British actually have a similar saying that they say something to the effect, "That'll do," right? In the sense that, you know what? Don't put all your heart into it. It's okay. Just make it good enough, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. Now, in spiritual matters, the idea of teching, or being just mediocre, would never suffice. It is said in World War II that those people, parachute packers, initially, when they had started packing these parachutes, they said only 9 out of 10 parachutes opened, which means 10% of those parachutes failed. Now, so what they did was they insisted that the packers, when they packed these parachutes, that they would pick random individuals for them to jump out of the plane with the parachutes they had packed. Now, it's said that after that happened, there was almost zero incidents of parachutes not opening due to packer error. Now, I have no way of confirming if this was 100% true. I did a little research, but there wasn't much on it. So who knows? But the reality is, if you were to jump out of a plane at 10,000 feet and you're packing your own parachute, I would be pretty sure that you would give your 100% best with meticulous detail to ultimately pack that parachute to the best of your ability. Is there anyone in this congregation that says, you know what, I'm going to do a teaching, I'm going to do a mediocre job, I'm just going to shove it in there, it doesn't matter? Would anyone feel that way? The reality is, when your life is in the line, that would never be acceptable. But the reality is this, guys. Each day when we wake up, we jump into a world filled with spiritual dangers. Each day we jump out of the metaphorical plane in the sense that there are things that is not within our control. There are things that are there, dangers that we face, spiritual, literal, and so forth. And because we face these dangers, mediocrity in our walk with God, mediocrity in our commitment to Jesus is never good enough. In spiritual things, in your walk with God, mediocrity will never be suffice. It's good enough. It's really not good enough. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be perfect in nature, but our commitment to Jesus has to be 100%. We should pray until you know you have been in the presence of Jesus. So oftentimes when we pray, we're rushed. We just want to rush and get it done, or not at all, so that we can go about our day. But no, we should pray until you know you have been in the presence of Jesus. And we should study the Word of God until you know that you have been filled His Word. And we are to follow Jesus until you know that you are arrived at the destination where Jesus wants you to be. And you serve the Lord until you know that His will has been done. We strive for the highest standards of godliness. I think we often are faced with, we're okay with mediocrity in spiritual things. But we should ultimately, as if our life is in danger, because it is, we should give God our best and give Him our highest standard. You know, if you think about it, Noah, everyone here knows the story of Noah. God gave him specific instructions, right? Noah, build it with this kind of wood, use this kind of pitch, make it this high, this wide, this long. And so God was very specific. But imagine if Noah said, you know what, God? It'll be good enough. I'll do it my way. Like, I know you asked me to use gopher wood, but I'm gonna use balsa wood, right? Those of you who know what that is, very soft wood, very breaks very easily. And if you say, you know what, God, you gave me instructions, but I'll do it just good enough, right? Imagine what would have happened to the ark if Noah had not followed God's instructions very specifically. Would he have survived? The answer is no, because God knew what was coming, and He gave the perfect instructions. And really the story of Noah is the story of salvation. God has a plan for you. God gives us specific guidance and instructions for pathfinders to build it yay wide, yay long, yay high, or do it this way. God has a plan for you. And there's only safety as we follow the plan of Jesus. And if you think about it, Solomon too, when God called Solomon to build the sanctuary, it was very specific. And I love the fact that Solomon hired the best workers, the best artisans, the best craftsmen, and he used the best materials that known to humanity, because it was the temple of God. And likewise, we are the temple of God. And as such, we are to give Him our best, the best time of our day, to eat the healthiest food so that we can be the best we can be, and to put into the temple of our minds the Word of God, the purest of thoughts, and the noblest of goals. We are to give God the best in all things. So, pathfinders, and non-pathfinders, and adventurers, and moms, and dads, and grandparents, and elders, and deacons, and pastors. My prayer is that we will, in terms of spiritual matters, we will always say no to mediocrity and give God our best.